bracelets emblazoned with some sentiment or cause are everywhere. And so 4 years ago, Catawba College business professor Pam Thompson had the idea of putting the words "I promise" on bracelets and selling them to help give her students some real-world experience. It was through a student she found out basketball star LeBron James had a similar bracelet.
What I really thought was, yeah, I always knew this was a good idea. It was kind of justification.
But then she learned his foundation was trying to register "I promise" as a trademark. The group was promoting it in a similar way. Here's a video from the foundation's website.
A promise keeper is somebody who sets a goal for themselves, and you're going to strive to achieve your goal regardless of what faces you.
But Thompson believes she started using the phrase first. So
I wrote a letter to the registering attorney and said, you know, hey, I've got something similar, and, you know, could we talk about this? I was, you know, nice little Southern polite letter. That went unanswered.
So then she hired a trademark lawyer. She says a couple weeks ago she reached an amicable agreement with the LeBron James Family Foundation. She says the terms are confidential. The foundation didn't return a call for comment, but it continues to advertise the bracelets on its website. Thompson sells a couple thousand of her bracelets each year for about $3 a bracelet. The business is just breaking even. She had wanted a celebrity to wear her bracelets to raise their profile, but this isn't exactly what she had in mind. Still, she says the publicity around this agreement has been good for business. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller.